His sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Redirecting traffic. Gets it over to Zatcher. The ball stolen away. Sokolowski. Sokolowski ahead of the pack. Goes in for the jump stop. Lays it up and scores.
Tonight, it's a top five showdown in Class C1 as the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars welcome in the Pierce Lady Blue Jays. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Nearly stolen away by Colling. Now 5-on-4 to Verdi for three. It is no good. Long rebound comes out to the right wing to Rummery. Another chance here. Bounce pass inside, deflected by Therenbaum, and a turnover by Seward. The Stars starting to get their rhythm down to Therenbaum. Underneath, spins and scores.
Kearney Catholic will try to bounce back from their first loss of the season last night at Seward by taking on another set of Blue Jays. Pierce is one of the three remaining unbeaten teams in the entire state, and Kearney Catholic will try to whittle that number down to two tonight. It's the Blue Jays and Stars coming up next. But first, the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda live from Cope Gymnasium right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Cope Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic High School for Friday Night Basketball on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM and the World Wide Web at FlatRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, and this is the New Tech Seed pregame show. For the second night in a row, we've got Kearney Catholic girls basketball. It's not a doubleheader, but for the Stars tonight, they welcome in, as you heard, undefeated fourth-ranked Pierce, a ball club that defeated Kearney Catholic by 20 last year up at Pierce, but a couple of different ball clubs. And this is a team that's always been pretty good, but just hasn't been able to find a way to get themselves to the state tournament since 1995. One of the reasons Norfolk Catholic keeps getting in their way in district play. But they are the highest-ranked team in their district coming into this week's worth of play. And just like Seward last night, who Kearney Catholic lost to, their first loss of the year, this will be the first game of the week for Pierce. So they've had, they had Lutheran High on Tuesday, and they've had a couple of days now to prepare for Kearney Catholic. Coach Sindelar says that everything is good. He's got a healthy team. The long trip down was fine, and he believes his team will be ready to go. As Coach Rick Petrie told us last night after the loss to Seward, this game, his girls are all ready to go. They're fired up in the locker room last night. They know they've got to bounce back quickly. And this will be a different ball club than what they saw last night against Seward. And this team matches up with them pretty well height-wise. 2 6-footers, 6'1", off the bench, a sophomore that's actually the leading scorer, and then a 6'2 senior in Koepke. So they've got a pretty good ball club, but they do not want to score a lot of points. For Pierce, even though they're 13-0, they're only averaging 48 points a game. They like to play defense, less than 29 points a game scored on them on average. So we'll see how it plays out tonight. Kearney Catholic averages 70 points a game and gives up 31.5. But when they have played better teams like St. Cecilia and Seward in the last week, they have struggled to score 49 and 41 points, well below their season average. So we'll see if the Stars can get back in the win column tonight. Lincoln Southeast girls defeating Kearney High this evening, and right now the boys are getting ready to do battle on ESPN 1460. At last check, the Minden girls led Holdridge going into the fourth quarter, 36-26. We should have a final on that here momentarily. We'll take a break and be back with the starting lineups as we get ready for Kearney Catholic and Pierce right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a Division Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Good crowd on hand tonight for a girls-only varsity contest in the JV game. Pierce won it tonight by 15, I believe, was the final margin over Kearney Catholic and was in control of that ball game. Right now, let's take a look at the starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off, from the Lady Jays of Pierce, number 10 is a 5'8 senior, Katie Atkins. Number 14, 6-foot senior, Brannigan Stanacek. Number 20, 5'6" junior, J.C. Bretschneider. Number 34, 6-foot senior, Rachel Wiedenfeld. And number 44, 6'2" senior, Christina Kepke. Head coach at Pierce is Darren Sindelar, assisted by Lisa Moose and Phil Wiedenfeld. A perfect 13-0 on the season, ranked fourth in the state in Class C1. As we said, they average 48 points on the offense and give up 29 on the defense. For the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, number 11, 5'6" senior, Michaela Mestel. Number 21, 5'5" sophomore, Allie Prasoski. Number 25, 6'1" senior, Theron Baum. Number 33, 6'1" senior, Bailey Sokolowski. And number 51, 6-foot senior, Megan Anderson. Head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars is Rick Petrie, assisted by Dwayne Schmidt, Kathy Mose, and Andrew Fajeda. Kearney Catholic is now 15-1 on the season after losing to Seward last night. They're ranked number 1 in the Lincoln Journal Star and number 3 in the Omaha World Herald in Class C1. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. We'll be right back.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find 3 secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Listen to your mother. Most accidents happen close to home. Whether true or not, if your home is in central Nebraska, Eustace Body Shop can be quick to get you back into business in no time.
I received a quick estimate. They handled the insurance. They lent me a car, and they were done when they said they'd be.
Hello, I'm Doug Keller of Eustace Body Shop. Our experienced people and state-of-the-art equipment are an investment in getting your car back to factory specs faster. Visit us at facebook.com/EustaceBodyShop, where we take the dent out of accident.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here at Coke Gymnasium. Don't forget, tomorrow we've got high school wrestling on Classic Hits 98.9. It is the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Championships from Gibbon. The finals are scheduled to begin around 2 o'clock. And there are 4 rated teams in Class C, plus Adams Central in Class B, or the defending champion, Adams Central. By most accounts, once again, the favorite, but it could be a very, very tight. Gibbons in the rankings, Wood River's in the rankings, Kearney Catholic and Ord, all in Class C. And we will have that for you tomorrow. And don't forget, we've also bringing you the action on the World Wide Web, all of our sporting activity at PlatteRiverPreps.com. The officials tonight, Todd Rosno's crew on hand, and we are about ready to throw the ball in the air. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll tip it off right after this timeout.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, look, move out of the
way, is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers!
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school basketball action as we are ready to get things underway. The Lady Stars of Kearney Catholic in their home white with green and gold trim will go from left to right. The traveling Blue Jays of Pierce will be in their visiting blue uniforms with white trim, and they will go from right to left as you mute along your radio dial to get tonight's basketball action underway. Kearney Catholic will be back in action as a girls and boys doubleheader with Gibbon coming up on Tuesday night right back here. And then the Kearney Catholic boys also have McCook next week, the number one team in Class B 1 week from tonight. We'll have that for you here on Classic Hits. The Minden girls knock off Holdridge tonight, 46-41, avenging one of their losses. And that is going a long way, locking up a wild card berth, because Kearney Catholic and Minden are in the same sub-district, and they both want to make sure that they've got a spot secured before the sub-district final, which they most assuredly will both be in. The ball is in the air, and the opening tip will be brought down by Kearney Catholic, and we are underway. Theron Baum looks at a three, decides to dribble to the high post and give it off to Sokolowski on the right side. Skip pass over to Mestel. Mestel tries the baseline, but it's very tall, tall players for Pierce. And as the drive is made by Sokolowski, she hits the ground, lost the basketball, and the Stars turn it over on their opening possession. Pierce will push it up the floor here, and Kearney Catholic looks like they'll start at a 2-3 zone, as they like to do, and move the ball around the perimeter. Dump it down to the right-hand corner to Brettschneider. Brettschneider out front. Mestel goes for the steal, but ran out of real estate right in front of the Kearney Catholic student section along the far side. So Pierce will throw it in here with Katie Atkins. Again, nobody on the Pierce team averages more than 10 points in the ballgame. No double-figure averages on the offense. As they get it to Atkins, dumps it down to the left-hand corner here against the zone. They're going to want to pound it inside, and with Kearney Catholic's 3'6'1" post, it's going to be tough going. So driving in will be Atkins, baseline, blocked out of bounds by Theron Baum. That'll be the first block shot of the game. Kearney Catholic had some blocks last night against Seward, but they were just so cold, 30% from the field when Seward hit 11 threes, and that was the ball game. Kearney Catholic couldn't make, and Seward couldn't miss from the outside. So we're a minute in, no score. Three-pointer on the way for Wiedenfeld, up and in. Wiedenfeld hits the three, and Pierce has our first points of the basketball game. And they'll put on a little 2-2-1 trap. Kearney Catholic tries to throw over the top of it. It's through the hands of Megan Anderson and out of bounds. So Kearney Catholic turns it over on their first two possessions of the basketball game. And Pierce has a chance to get off to a quick start here, as it'll be Atkins on the right wing. Stops with the dribble, skips it over to the left wing. Another three on the way, Wiedenfeld. This one from the left side, it's no good. Offensive rebound, back up, and no good. But a foul sends Kepke to the line to shoot two. Kearney Catholic actually out-rebounded Seward last night. But tonight it's going to be a tougher task. And at the line, Christina Kepke. The foul was called on Michaela Mestel, the first of the game. And Kepke's free throw is on the way, and it is good. 4-0 Pierce. And the second free throw now coming up for the 6'2" senior. Four seniors in this starting lineup for the Lady Jays of Pierce. It's on the way, and that one's off the mark. The rebound brought down by Sokolowski. First of the ball game for Bailey. And up the floor, Mestel throws the ball away. Three possessions, three turnovers, and going to the other end, missing the layup and getting the offensive putback is Christina Kepke. And it is 6-0 Pierce. Not the start the Stars wanted. Versosky free throw line gets the jumper away, and it's off the heel, no good. Rebound brought down by Kepke. And Pierce on the road, off to a great start the first 2 minutes. Lob it down to the low block to Stanacic. Stanacic turnaround jumper swatted out of there by Sokolowski. And Kearney Catholic will come away with the ball, and Pierce gets back quickly defensively. Transition game taken away so far here by the Pierce defense. Up between the circles is going to be Prasoski over the left wing. Sokolowski lobs it back over the top of the zone here to Mestel. Her pass thrown away again. And not very good passing right now by the Stars. Two on one the other way. The layup for Brett Schneider on the assist from Kempe. It's 8-0, Kearney Catholic, and Coach Rick Petrie off the bench, not happy. Three-pointer in transition, no good by Baum. Megan Anderson misses a two-foot putback, and the rebound brought down by Kempe. 8-0 Pierce, 5:15 to go here in the first quarter. They dump it down low to Stanacic, and it's going to be blocked and taken away from behind by Megan Anderson, who grabs the basketball. Off to Messel, hustled up the right wing, lobs it down there, staring bomb for the layup, and the Stars are finally on the board. 8-2 in favor of Pierce, and after committing four turnovers in the first 3 minutes, Kearney Catholic is on the board. Into the front court with it will be the Lady Janes. Katie Atkins, skip pass over to the left wing to Wiedenfeld, who's fired up a couple of threes and hit one of them. Back over to Atkins, both teams in the zone. Here's another three. Wiedenfeld on the way. It looked good, but it's off the iron. No good. A rebound brought down by Sokolowski, and as the steal is made, a foul called on Pierce. This will be the first foul of the game on the Jays, and they will go to the bench to bring in their leading scorer, just under 10 points a game, Rochelle Tucker, a 6'1 sophomore, and Stanacic, who committed the foul, will check out of the ball game. Kearney Catholic gets it in. And Mestel waits to get things settled here. Gets it over to Prasoski. To the timeline they go, and Therenbaum's pass goes right into the hands of Tucker. Kearney Catholic with their fifth turnover. And Pierce will have the basketball. Can't attack. Brett Schneider hands it off on the right wing to Kempe. Into the hands there of Wiedenfeld. And they'll reverse into the left-hand corner to Brett Schneider. Brett Schneider comes in, and Therenbaum fouls her on the shot. Two free throws come up. First foul on Baum, second foul on Kearney Catholic. Or are they going to go elsewhere? Maybe they're going to call that on Anderson. Let's see. Yeah, they're going to call it on Megan Anderson. So she'll get the foul. And two free throws coming up here for Brett Schneider. And the first one is up and bouncing around and finally goes in. Third point for Brett Schneider. At the free throw line this season, Pierce is not a good free throw shooting team, not even 58%. Second free throw up and in. Brett Schneider hits them both. They're 3 out of 4 here in the first quarter. 10-2 Pierce midway through the first quarter here at Kearney Catholic on Classic Hits 98.9. They break the press. Therenbaum throws it out to Sokolowski. She'll try the long-range jumper. It's no good. Rebound tipped out to Wiedenfeld. And Pierce will slow it down. They're not going to want to get in a run-and-gun game. As Coach Petrie told us a couple of times this week, they're going to want to get it up and go against your 2-3 zone, try to force it inside to Kempe, and Kearney Catholic knocks it away. Pierce with their first turnover, the first steal of the game for the Stars. Up ahead to Mestel, hits the trailer, Anderson back to Prasoski, some happy feet into the corner. Mestel, three-pointer is short, rebound tipped around, and Mestel saves it out to Prasoski. Another three, Therenbaum, it is short, and the defensive rebound brought down by Wiedenfeld. So the cold shooting that started last night has continued tonight for Kearney Catholic, down 10-2. They were down 10-1 last night. Never did lead at Seward. They cut it to 1 a couple of times. On the low block to Tucker, and Kearney Catholic late getting over, and a foul called. This time it is on Therenbaum, her first. Shayla Connor and Whitney Colling will check into the ball game here for the Lady Stars. Wow, Lincoln Southeast opened it up in the second half and thumped the Kearney girls 81-38 in the boys' game. Southeast leads Kearney 14-12 after one. That's on ESPN 1460 and also PlatteRiverPreps.com. Pierce with the ball and a 10-2 lead as we approach the three-minute mark here in the first quarter. Working it around the perimeter is going to be Brett Schneider. Brings it into the paint, kicks it out. Wide open three for Wiedenfeld, but can't get it to go. Hit the first one, now has missed three in a row. But the long rebound comes all the way back out to her and a second chance for Pierce. Posting up down low is Tucker. They don't make the pass. Instead, it's a skip pass over the zone to Atkins. Atkins comes to the left elbow. Kearney Catholic's got her in some trouble. She finally gets rid of it to Brett Schneider, and Pierce will reset. Now it's knocked away again, but right back to Pierce. Sokolowski got a hand on it, and that leaves wide open underneath for the layup, Christina Kempe, and she has 5 points. 12-2, Pierce by 10. Calling across the timeline here, swings it over to Michaela Mestel, trying to stretch this Pierce defense. Here's Sokolowski forcing the jumper, and it happened to catch the rim and go in. Bailey, who led the team with 11 points last night, it's a tough shot here. I wouldn't want to make a living on that one, and it's 12-4 Pierce. Again, bringing the ball up the floor is going to be Wiedenfeld. Rachel, the 6-foot senior, out around midcourt. They're trying to trap the post. Koepke, it's knocked out of her hands. It's rolling all the way to the baseline. Calling couldn't quite get there in time, and it's going to belong to Pierce all the way in the backcourt. Here comes Sydney Silacek for Pierce. So Silacek checks it in, and also Stanacek comes in. So Silacek and Stanacek in for Pierce, and Theron Baum back in after a quick breather for Kearney Catholic. And Megan Anderson will go to the bench. Prasoski is down there, so you've got Colling and Connor, along with Mestel, Sokolowski, and Theron Baum. Pierce takes some time to get across the timeline, but they break the press and will get into their half-court offense. Silacek back up top to Wiedenfeld. Trying to work down low is Rochelle Tucker, going hard against Theron Baum. Now they throw through the paint, get it down low for a short jumper that's up and in by Wiedenfeld. And Rochelle picks up her second bucket, and it is now 14-4 at the other end. Mestel forces her way down the lane, puts it up and draws the foul. And she'll go to the line and get two. First free throws of the ball game here for Kearney Catholic. Foul goes on Gannat, who just checked in. Devin with her first personal foul, second team foul. Mestel puts the free throw up and in. And the Kearney Catholic crowd, for some reason, the student body had something planned for either Mestel's first point or the first free throw. Second free throw, and it's good. So Mestel hits them both, and it's 14-6 Pierce. And Mestel now checks out of the ball game, and Morgan Studi will come in for Kearney Catholic. 14-6 Pierce, a minute 15 to go here in the first quarter of play. Got out with the basketball. Brings it across the timeline, stops at the high post, swinging around to Silacek. Back up top to Wiedenfeld. Just playing catch around that perimeter, and Kearney Catholic tries to bother him, but all they're doing is getting out of position. They lob it down to Tucker. Her layup rolls off the rim, no good. She battles to get the rebound, hit the putback. No, it's in and out. And the rebound brought down by Theron Baum. So Rochelle Tucker missed the point blank putback, and Kearney Catholic now has it stolen away at the other end. They're going to call a jump, but nonetheless, it's a Pierce ball. Sixth turnover here in the first quarter for Kearney Catholic. First in about 4 minutes, though. They had four turnovers in the first 3 minutes of the ball game, and that's their sixth. Pierce probably wouldn't be surprised to see them play for the last shot here with 40 seconds to go. Across the timeline with it is Wiedenfeld. Comes it into the corner to Gannat. Gannat, high pass out top, Wiedenfeld. Good job of spreading this Kearney Catholic zone. Over to Silacek. Pass tries to get it over to Gannat. Does a good job to keep it from going out of bounds. High post Tucker. Her shot is blocked out of bounds by Sokolowski. That'll be the second block by Bailey. Megan Anderson re-enters the game with 20 seconds to go in the quarter. And Pierce to take it out underneath their own hoop, leading it 14-6. And the inbounds pass here for Devin Gannat. Throws it all the way out top to Wiedenfeld. Back to Gannat. Takes the 18-footer left corner. High archer is nothing but net. And Gannat makes it 16-6. 12 seconds to go. Kearney Catholic. Colling pushes it up the floor. Stars need an answer here. Whitney makes a pass. And just as she does that, she is fouled with 6.5 seconds to go by Wiedenfeld. Or will it be outside on Silacek? Been a lot of double-teaming tonight. And I've been picking up the wrong fouler, and it's going to be on Silacek, her first, team's third. 6.5 seconds to go here for the Stars. They've got the ball in the front court. Studi throws it into Calling, back to Morgan. Ball fake, gets an open jumper on the baseline, and hit it. Morgan Studi hits the bucket. Pierce gets it in. They can't get a shot away, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. But the visiting undefeated Pierce Lady Blue Jays lead Kearney Catholic 16-8. You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits. We're back in a minute.
like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip-It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports. With our producer, engineer Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Guda back with you here at Cope Gymnasium, where Kearney Catholic gets the ball to start the second quarter of play. They find themselves trailing by a score of 16-8. Krasoski dribbles into the triple team, finds Anderson, who immediately kicks it back out top into the corner to Theron Baum. Skip pass out to Mestel, goes down to the low block, left side, Sokolowski out to Krasoski, top of the key, three good. Allie Krasoski's first bucket in two nights is a three-pointer. Kearney Catholic was 0 of 9 from three-point land last night, and they are able to get a bucket right there from beyond the arc to get off to a better start. And Pierce has the pass knocked away out of bounds. It'll belong to Pierce. I'll give you some first quarter numbers here in just a moment. Biggest number, turnovers. Kearney Catholic 6, Pierce 1. Pierce ball, J.C. Bretschneider gets right around Mestel to the high post, swings it to the right-hand corner to Atkins. Drops it to the high post, Stanacic. Up top to Allison Colmoose, who's in. Good ball movement here. Three by Atkins is off the back of the rim, no good. And the rebound brought down by Michaela Mestel. Her first outlet pass for Sosky into the front court to Anderson. Back to the trailer, Sokolowski, who swings it left wing to Mestel. Skip pass, there's Theron Baum. Good dribble, attacks the hoop, puts it up and in. Will they count it? No. That's the right call, too. That's the right call, because I'll guarantee you he counts that when the Pierce fans are up going, this is not the WNBA. But Theron Baum, who was not afraid to take it to the rack last night, gets fouled here by Stanacic, and Brannigan Stanacic with her second foul. Now Sokolowski drives on the inbound, and she'll draw the foul and go to the line. Kearney Catholic was 2 of 2 at the line of the first quarter, 3 of 4 for Pierce. Pierce is led by Wiedenfeld with 5. And Koepke with 5. Nobody has more than a bucket right now for the Stars. And the first free throw by Sokolowski is up and in. J.C. Bretschneider called for the foul. Her first of the team's 5th. Third point for Sokolowski, 16-12. Pierce, second free throw up. In and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Stanacic. Kearney Catholic has scored 6 in a row to cut the lead from 10-4. 6:40 to go here in the first half of play. And Kearney Catholic really extending that zone defense. Pierce brings everybody up high, then lobs it down low to Koepke. Her shot is blocked by Sokolowski. And then we've got a tie-up. The arrow points the way of Pierce. No boys game tonight, so they're all over there making noise in the student section. And that'll be as vocal as you'll hear them all season long. Back to, guys, I guess, the volleyball days when they could be over there. Pierce to throw it in underneath their own hoop. Up top, they'll go to Bretschneider. Dumps it to the left-hand corner to Atkins. Back out to Bretschneider, 16-12, Pierce, but they haven't scored the first 90 seconds here of the quarter. Now they lob it down to Koepke. She might have walked with a basketball, but they take it back out. Driving into the double team, the ball got into Koepke again, and she'll lay it up, and good. Bretschneider was triple teamed, and somehow that ball got through to the baseline, and a layup for Koepke. And at the other end, Stanacic tries to make the steal, and does. 7th turnover for Kearney Catholic. 18-12, Pierce. Over on the left wing is Atkins. Back out between the circles. Now Stanacic, high post, doesn't take the shot. She was wide open from the free throw line. But you look at the numbers this year, and Stanacic is fouled up front as she grabbed the basketball. Stanacic only averages 2 points a ball game. And the foul on Kearney Catholic will be their 4th. And it goes on Theron Baum, her 2nd. So Theron has 2 for Kearney Catholic, and Stanacic has 2 for Pierce. And Pierce will throw it in front court in front of the Stars bench with Katie Atkins. Up top, she'll go to Brett Schneider. Cole Moose is in there along with Stanacek and Koepke. Into the right-hand corner, faking the jumper. They get it down to Koepke. Turnaround jumper. Anderson may have got a hand on it. Out of bounds it goes. Last touch by Meskel trying to pick up the loose ball. The Kearney Catholic's posts are doing what they're supposed to do down low, getting a hand on almost every shot. And now here comes Rochelle Tucker back in for the Lady Jays and also Wiedenfeld. Their ball underneath, they lob it into Tucker. Catch and shoot from five, no good. Rebound brought down by Therenbaum, her second. Outlet pass to Prasoski. Kearney Catholic was outboarded in the first quarter. They're trying to work on that here in the second. Sokolowski up top, Prasoski around the perimeter. And the coach, Rick Petrie, said they'd have to be good from the outside tonight against this 2-3 zone of Pierce. And really, so far, haven't seen much. Mestel dribbles on Wheaton, gets it down low around Wiedenfeld. Now out to Prasoski, wide open three. Took a lot of time. The shot's no good. And the rebound brought down by Wiedenfeld, her fourth. Wiedenfeld and Koepke each have four for Pierce. Skip it over here to Wiedenfeld in the front court. Stanacek at the free throw line. Lob it into the corner to Atkins. Atkins back out top to Brett Schneider. 18-12 Pierce. Ball fake. Wiedenfeld comes around everybody and scores a little too easy for Rachel Wiedenfeld. She's got seven. 20-12. Two straight buckets here for Pierce. Prasoski on the left side of the key. Bounce pass down to Therenbaum. They collapse. Left-hand spin move just like last night. It spins off the rim. No good. Rebound brought down by Wiedenfeld. A lot of contact. Pierce wanted a foul. Didn't get it. 4:25 to go here in the first half. 20-12 Pierce. High post with it is going to be Stanacek. Atkins. Skip pass over the left wing. Wiedenfeld back up top to Brett Schneider. Back over Wiedenfeld. Thought about the three. Anderson put a hand on her face. So now a long air ball three. Comes up way short. And Sokolowski will grab the loose ball. Pierce hit their first three. Now they've missed five in a row. And at the other end, baseball pass to Mestel. And she'll lay it up and in. And a timeout by the Pierce Lady Blue Jays. 3:57 to go in the first half. It's Pierce 20, Kearney Catholic 14. And this timeout is brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney. And right here at the concession stand at Kearney Catholic. We'll be right back.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cynic's gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynic station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
As always, we want to thank the many fine sponsors and the folks here at Kearney Catholic, Athletic Director Rick Petrie and Mr. Torres and all the crew here for their hospitality as Pierce, out of the timeout, tries to hustle it up the floor and turns it over for only the second time in the basketball game. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings Grand Island, on the World Wide Web at FlatRiverPreps.com. 3:45 to go in the second quarter, 13-0 Pierce leading 15-1 Kearney Catholic, 20-14. Stars break the press. Therenbaum on the low block against the big gal. Koepke misses the jumper. Koepke gets her fifth rebound, and then she's tied up, and the arrow goes to Kearney Catholic. Pierce thinks it's getting a little too physical, which is kind of comical because you think physical, you think Northeast Nebraska, and you think with Pierce being up there, they would be used to that. But it will be Kearney Catholic basketball as Therenbaum comes inside, has her shot blocked by Rochelle Tucker, which forces a jump, which means it will be Pierce basketball. Kearney Catholic cannot take advantage. And they trail 20-14, and they have really struggled scoring here the last two nights against their two toughest opponents of the year, Seward and Pierce. Here come the Pierce Blue Jays up top to Brett Schneider. Skips it over to the left wing to Atkins. Katie back up top. They're forcing Wiedenfeld farther away. That leaves Atkins room on the baseline. Cut off there by Mestel. Outlet pass knocked out of bounds by Collins. And Pierce to throw it in again. Don't forget at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll have the first half stats, talk about what's still to come this weekend, update you on what's going on ESPN with the Kearney High and Lincoln Southeast boys. Southeast easily winning the girls' game. Brett Schneider, double dribble on the inbound. Pierce has turned it over on three straight possessions after only having one turnover in the first 12 minutes of the game. And that'll bring Sydney Solacek in. And checking out will be Brett Schneider. 20-14 Pierce, They have led the whole way. They jumped out 12-2. Kearney Catholic cut it to 4, and now it's 6. Mestel to Therenbaum. Had the cutter, Connor, but it was behind her. Does a great job to make the catch. Saves it out to Mestel. Her three-pointer is no good. And on the rebound, a foul will be called on Kearney Catholic's Bailey Sokolowski. Koepke getting her 6th board, and Bailey with her first foul. Team fouls are now even at 5 apiece. And here comes the pressure by Kearney Catholic, but Pierce, no problem with it. And across the timeline they go. Up top they'll go to Solacek over on the left wing. There's Wiedenfeld, takes a dribble, 15-footer up, no good. Rebound brought down by Michaela Mestel. And Mestel brings it right down the middle of the basketball court. Top of the key, picks her dribble up, fires it to Therenbaum, ball fake, dribbles in where there's a triple team, over to Colling, Whitney for 3, good! Whitney Colling, her first bucket of the ball game, and it's 20-17, as close as the Stars have been since the opening of this ball game. Long pass by Pierce to break the pressure right in front of the student section, gets it over to Atkins, out between the circles to Wiedenfeld, Connor on her, Tucker got free down low, has her shot blocked from behind and taken away by Therenbaum. Great defensive play. And up the floor come the Stars. Theren, top of the key, drives, kicks it to Colling. Back out Sokolowski. Mestel, a 3 for the tie. No, it's off the front of the rim. And the rebound, Koepke knocked out of her hands. Fighting for the loose ball. It's picked up by the Stars. Bomb for 3. Almost banked it in. No good. Got her own rebound. Put it up. And no good. They call her for a walk. So a big possession there. Kearney Catholic had multiple opportunities, but couldn't come away with the tying bucket. 1:46 to go here before halftime, 20-17. Pierce with the lead. At the half, the Lincoln Southeast boys lead Kearney High 29-23 on ESPN 1460. It is Pierce basketball leading it by 3, trying to get a little more separation before halftime. High post free throw line, Koepke on the left wing. They'll get it to Atkins, skip pass to Solacek, does a great job to keep it from going out of bounds. Then some good catches on some errant passes. 3 on the left wing by Atkins is no good. Ball is ripped down by Megan Anderson, her second board. Outlet pass calling. She wants to run, guarded by the 6'2 Koepke. There's a mismatch somewhere. Out to Therenbaum. She has it. She got tripped up, and a foul will be called. Bounced off about 3 bodies like a ping pong ball, and Theren will go to the line. Probably could use a break, too, and multiple players getting set to check in here with 1:09 to go in the half. Foul was called on the Blue Jays, Katie Atkins, it looks like, and the free throw by Baum is no good. That'll be the 6th foul on Pierce, the 1st on Atkins. So in there now for Kearney Catholic, Mestel, Prasoski, Studi, Anderson, and Therenbaum. Sokolowski's going to check in for Theren if she makes the free throw. Theren could use the breather. Second one, good. So Theren now with 3 points. She'll check out. Kearney Catholic within 2, 20-18. Pierce brings Devin Gannott back in. Tucker is out there along with Wiedenfeld, Brett Schneider, and Solacek. And Sydney gets rid of the basketball and across the timeline, a foot away, and now they'll step across with Wiedenfeld. A minute to go. Lob it to the left-hand corner to Brett Schneider. Gets it inside Tucker. Turnaround jumper over Sokolowski. No good, but the rebound put back up. Brett Schneider won't go. And the rebound to Michaela Mestel. And Kearney Catholic a chance to tie or maybe even take their first lead with a 3. Prasoski on the right wing up to Mestel. Over to Studi. Back out into the hands of Mestel. 35 seconds to go. Sokolowski outside the arc. Anderson the only one inside. They get a good bounce pass. Spin score. Megan Anderson, her first bucket of the ball game. The 10-point deficit is erased. 20-20 with 20 seconds to go in the half. Baseball pass across the timeline. They'll get it to Gannott. Last shot chance here for Pierce. Lob it into the corner with Brett Schneider. 12 seconds. Ball stolen away by Studi. And then a loose ball, a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Kearney Catholic with 8 seconds to go here in the half. It has been a battle out there in this first half. Stars 8 seconds to try and take their first lead of the game. Sokolowski rolls it. Mestel doesn't have to pick it up till half court. Michaela through the double team, kicks it out to Prasoski. Inside, Vestal, seven-footer good, and the Stars have the lead at halftime. Great job by Allie Prasoski to find Vestal, and the Stars sprint to the locker room probably for the first time this year. After being down 16-6 late in the first quarter, Kearney Catholic ends the half on a 16-4 run, holding the Blue Jays to just 4 second-quarter points. And at the half, it's Kearney Catholic 22 and Pierce 20. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Keep it here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at FlatRiverPreps.com.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does it best.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 meat treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Along with our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back here at Kearney Catholic's Cope Gymnasium, where we have reached halftime, and it is time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. At the half, the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars have their first lead of the ball game on a Michaela Mestel 8-footer in the lane with 2 seconds to go. Kearney Catholic 22 and Pierce 20. Pierce 13-0, ranked 4th in C1. Kearney Catholic now 15-1 after the loss to Seward last night. And they are ranked number 1 in the Lincoln Journal Star, 3rd in the Omaha World Herald. Minden is 1-3 the other way around. Shadron is the number 2 team in the state right now, another one of the teams that was strong and made the volleyball state tournament. Well, this isn't all. We've got plenty of basketball coming up between now and the Lou Platt and Fort Kearney Conference tournaments, and that is just a little over a week away. Next Friday night, we're back here at Cope Gymnasium as the Kearney Catholic boys welcome in McCook. McCook is number 1 in the state in Class B going into this week. They did have a couple of losses, but it's a pretty grab one out of a bag in Class B. No clear-cut number 1, and Kearney Catholic will get the Bison in a boys-only contest next Friday. The Stars do host Gibbon coming up on Tuesday night, and that could be a heck of a boys matchup as well, considering what the Buffaloes have done throughout the season and maybe the best player in the conference in Riley Reinertsen. But don't forget, as always, we will have complete coverage of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament with the semifinals and finals this year in Wood River, and the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament with the semifinals and finals at the Biero Event Center here in Kearney. That is going to start on the 28th, that Monday, here in January, with the championship games on February the 2nd. Saturday, tomorrow, the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Championships will be at Gibbon, and we will have the finals right here on Classic Hits 98.9. Anticipated to begin right around 2 o'clock. There should be some really good matchups. You've got 4 teams in the conference this year that are state-rated, plus Adams Central. That's a Class B squad that always is in the top 3, if not bringing home championships at the LPC. So that's what's coming up, and we hope you can join us tomorrow. Plus, the Kearney High boys and girls are home tomorrow against Fremont. That doubleheader will be on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Tonight, Randy Bushcutter has the call from Lincoln Southeast, where the Southeast girls had a huge second half and blew out Kearney 81-38, while at halftime of the boys' game, Southeast led Kearney 29-23. Here is Kearney Catholic 22, Pierce 20, and we'll be back with the first half stats right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. A couple of other girls' scores to bring you from tonight. Silver Lake defeats Red Cloud by a score of 40-27, and Minden upsets Holdridge. You call it an upset because Holdridge thumped them by 20 in the Northwest Holiday Tournament, and it was at Holdridge tonight, and Minden holds off a fourth-quarter Holdridge rally. 46-41 is the final score in the girls' game tonight. Here it is, 22-20, Kearney Catholic with the lead. And let's take a look at the first half numbers for Pierce. We will start with Brannigan Stanacek, who has one rebound. J.C. Bretschneider, 4 points and a rebound. Devin Gannat, 2 points. Rachel Wiedenfeld, 7 points, 5 rebounds. Rochelle Tucker, who is the team's leading scorer at 10 points a game off the bench, has not scored, has a rebound and a block shot. And Christina Kempke, 7 points and 6 rebounds. I had the Pierce Lady Blue Jays for 8 rebounds in the first quarter, 6 in the second. Free throw shooting 3 of 4 in the first quarter. They did not attempt any in the second. 3-point shooting 1 of 4 in the first and 0 of 3 in the second. Turnovers for Pierce, 1 in the first quarter and 4 in the second. Foul situation, Stanacek has 2, nobody else with more than 1. Pierce had 16 points in the first quarter, but only 4 in the second. And at the half, the Lady Jays, 20 points, 14 rebounds, 3 out of 4 at the free throw line, 1 of 7 from 3-point land, 1 block, and 5 turnovers. We'll come back and look at the numbers for the Kearney Catholic Stars after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with 2 locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Now let's take a look at the first half numbers for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. Michaela Mestel leads the team with 6 points and 3 rebounds, but in all, 7 players have scored. So 6 points, 3 rebounds for Vestal. Allie Prasoski has hit a 3. She has a rebound. Whitney Colling has hit a 3 for her total. Morgan Studi has 2 points. Theron Baum, 3 points, 3 rebounds, 2 blocks. Bailey Sokolowski, 3 points, 4 rebounds, 3 blocks. And Megan Anderson, 2 points, 2 rebounds, and a block. 5 rebounds in the first quarter, 8 in the second. Free throw shooting, 2 of 2 in the first, and 2 of 4 in the second. 3-point shooting for Kearney Catholic, 0 of 3 in the first, 2 of 6 in the second, and turnovers, 6 in the first quarter, cut that down to 2 in the second quarter. Foul situation, Theron Baum, the only player that has 2. 11 points in each quarter, so Kearney Catholic at the half, 22 points, 13 rebounds, 4 out of 6 at the free throw line, 2 of 9 from 3-point land. I already have them for 6 blocked shots and 8 turnovers. At the half, 15-1 Kearney Catholic leads 13-0 Pierce, 22-20. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next on Classic Hits.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds. To Ernst. Letter to Nicola. It's not good.
From Mosta, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosta.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
Chad Rosno and his crew ready to officiate the second half of this ball game as Kearney Catholic is on the floor, and Coach Darren Sindelar waits till the very last buzzer to break his team off the bench and send them out, where they will get the ball to start the third quarter of play here, trailing at Kearney Catholic 22-20, but far from out of this game after jumping out so well. Will we see the team we saw in the first quarter or the team we saw in the second quarter from Pierce, who will get the ball, and the original five starters out there for both teams, Katie Atkins, Brannigan Stanacek, J.C. Brettschneider, Rachel Wiedenfeld, and Christina Koepke for the Pierce Blue Jays, and they've got a set play for Koepke underneath, and she scores the layup. So well done there out of the halftime. Sindelar, Coach Sindelar had it drawn up. Kearney Catholic, Michaela Vestal, Allie Prasoski, Theron Baum, Bailey Sokolowski, and Megan Anderson. Looks like both teams staying in the 2-3 zone. Baum, a three in the left-hand corner, nothing but net. 6 points for Theron Baum, the leading scorer for Kearney Catholic on the season at about 12 points a game. They don't have anybody that gets you 18, 19, 20. You would think that for a team that averages 70, and Megan Anderson goes for the steal at midcourt and runs over Brettschneider. And for Megan, that'll be her first foul of the half, of course, and second foul of the game. So her and Baum each have two. 25-22, Kearney Catholic. 3 points, their largest lead. Pierce did have a 10-point lead on two occasions in the first half, and driving in is going to be Brettschneider into the trees and gets the whistle for a foul. She'll get two frees. And it's on Theron Baum. And that's her third, and she's going to have to be careful. 7:17 to go in the third quarter. What will Coach Petrie do? Brettschneider at the line to shoot two. Two of two at the line, 4 points. Free throw good. And now five of the ball game four. Second free throw now coming up for Brettschneider. It's up, and it is good. So Chasey nails them both. It's a one-point game, 25-24 Kearney Catholic here on Classic Hits and FlatRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda with you here as the second half is a minute old. The Stars lead by one. Theron Baum looked at the three. Koepke came out on her. Reverses it to the right side for Soski. She'll fire the three. Barely got there. But Sokolowski runs down the loose ball. Out for another three, and that didn't get there. And the ball is saved in by Theron Baum, but nobody grabs it, and out of bounds it goes to the Kearney Catholic bench. So the Stars threw up a couple of 19-footers right there. One grazed the rim and one didn't get there. Back over to Pierce. Problem with the 19-footer is they were 20 feet away. Pierce with a basketball, swinging over the top of the press. Atkins dribbles to the right wing, gets it down to Koepke, turns around, runs right into Sokolowski, has to kick it out. They'll try it again. Left wing to Wiedenfeld. Wiedenfeld squares up for the three. It is no good. Rebound brought down by Prasoski. And Allie pushes the ball off the floor, but Pierce has been back almost every time. Kearney Catholic has one transition bucket, the first one that Mestel hit in the ball game. High post, Sokolowski kicks it out to Prasoski. Her three is blocked and taken away by Wiedenfeld. And here comes Pierce, a chance to take the lead back. Wiedenfeld all the way to the left-hand corner, picks her dribble up. High post, Koepke decides not to take the open free throw line jumper, and as she gets it over to Atkins, Katie walks with the ball. First turnover of the half, and Kearney Catholic will get the ball back. 25-24 Stars lead it by one. 2 minutes gone here in the third quarter of play. Great crowd on hand for the ball game tonight. Even Pierce traveled pretty well. Kearney Catholic fans and stands are nearly packed on both sides, which is great to see. Of course, Kearney High out of town tonight, and you can hear that with Southeast on ESPN 1460. Right now, Mestel skips it over to Theron Baum. Ball fake, gets into the paint. There's four players on her. She either traveled or fouled, but nothing happened. The ball rolls right off the foot of Pierce's Christina Koepke. And Rick Petrie off the floor, off the bench, saying, "What are you looking at?" And gets a response right back. Well, they flat out missed one there. It happens. It happens. It rolled right down the leg of Christina Koepke. But nonetheless, Pierce has the ball. They're trying to steal it from Stanacic. She's able to find her teammate, who fires to Brett Schneider, who has it swatted out of there by Theron Baum and out of bounds. Third block by Theron Baum, seventh for the Stars. Crowd starting to get into it on both sides now with some of the momentum swinging plays. And it'll be Atkins to throw it in here for Pierce. Underneath her own hoop, tosses it up top to Wiedenfeld. Rachel goes back over to Atkins, down to the low block, turnaround jumper, Koepke off the heel, no good. Rebound brought down by Anderson, fires it out on the wing to Pososki, but it's 2-on-5. Kearney Catholic, with those taller players, they're fast, just not that fast, and they're not getting down the floor in transition. Messel bounce pass, tries to force it into Anderson. We're going to get a jump. It will stay with Kearney Catholic. And they'll get it underneath their own hoop on the alternating possession. Rochelle Tucker checks in here for Pierce. And checking out Stanacic. Both teams using about 8 players, but as far as the actual time, they're getting not a ton. Theron Baum inbounds pass. She'll dribble to the right side, stop at the high post, give it off to Sokolowski. She can't get posted up, so they'll reverse it to Megan Anderson. They just collapse on the post. Sokolowski, good ball fake, got her defender in the air. 10-footer in and out, no good. Theron Baum put it up and through the foul. Offensive rebound for Theron Baum will be her 4th board of the game. And she's headed to the line to shoot 2. 4:38 to go, third quarter, and the game has stayed at 25-24. 4 points in the quarter for Pierce and just a 3-pointer for Kearney Catholic. The foul was called on Koepke. That'll be her first of the game. And Theron Baum, 1 of 2 at the line, puts the free throw up and in. 7 of the game now for Theron, and Whitney Colling checks in. Prosaski will check out. Colling seeing more playing time as this season has went along. Now Connor, a late addition. They want to put her in for Theron Baum. So she'll wait at the bench. Theron now to shoot the second free throw. Takes a lot of time, puts it up, and spins it in. So all 5 points so far here in the second quarter for Kearney Catholic belong to Theron Baum. She's got a team-high 8. Kearney Catholic back up by 3, 27-24. Full court pressure. Pierce takes a chance, lobs it over the top to Katie Atkins. Atkins over to Wiedenfeld, knocked out of Wiedenfeld's hands, and now the ball is out of bounds off of Kearney Catholic Shayla Connor. There have been some calls that both sets of fans have been upset with, but they're just also about 3 or 4 calls that could have went either way, so you can understand that as the inbounds pass comes to Brett Schneider. JC will bring it across to Wiedenfeld. Spin it over to Katie Atkins on the right wing. She's on the weak side. Everybody else on the left wing. In the back cut, they have 1 player open in Wiedenfeld, but they don't get it to her. Mestel blocks the shot of Rochelle Tucker down low and takes it away. And at the other end, what a great steal by Brett Schneider as the pass was up the floor for what was going to be a sure layup, and she made a great steal on the play. So right back into the Pierce offensive zone. Wiedenfeld, skip pass over to the right wing to Atkins. Atkins back out top. High post, Koepke. Koepke lobs it underneath. There's Tucker. Turnaround, jumper, and it's in. Rochelle with her first bucket of the ball game. 27-26, Kearney Catholic. 3:45 to go here in the third quarter. Pierce trying to stay unbeaten. Kearney Catholic trying to bounce back from their first loss of the year last night at Seward. Colling up top with it to Mestel against the 2-3 zone. Pierce has not gotten out of that once. Colling to the left elbow. Everybody draws that double team. As Sokolowski drops it into the left-hand corner. Bailey, 1 dribble, throws through the zone to Connor, down to the low block. Well, open is calling, but there's nothing she's going to do down there against 2 6-footers. And the ball gets deflected out of bounds. Kearney Catholic keeps it. Theron Baum checks in for the Stars. And Sydney Silacek checks in for Pierce. Inbounds pass to Colling. Left corner, ball fake, got around the defender, and she has her shot blocked out of bounds by Rochelle Tucker. Tucker and Wiedenfeld in there to collapse on her. Stars will throw it in again. And it is deflected on the inbounds pass, but it is into the hands of Sokolowski to Theron Baum. Ball fake. Got the defender Koepke into the air, but again, they're getting around 1 player, but they're always running into a second one, the Stars are, and not getting those inside shots that they're used to. Now Sokolowski forces the issue and will draw the foul. Had Wiedenfeld not left her feet trying to grab the ball, she would never have got that foul. And for Rachel, that is her first and the second foul of the half on Pierce. Sokolowski to the line to shoot 2. 3 points for Bailey, including 1 of 2 at the line. First free throw, no good. Kearney Catholic was 15 of 21 at the line last night. Coach Petrie said we weren't making our free throws, and then when he saw the number, he goes, well, it just seemed like we missed a lot. Second free throw is up, and it's no good. Rebound brought down by Tucker, her second, and Pierce with the ball and a chance to take the lead. Long pass down the floor to Solacek, tries to get it inside to the trailer. Kepke, it's deflected out of bounds off the Stars. 27-26 as the scoring continues to slow down in this ball game. It was 16-11 after one, 22-20. Kearney Catholic took the lead at half. Solacek, a three-pointer, left-hand corner, quick up and in for Sydney, her first bucket of the ball game. And Pierce regains the lead, 29-27. They don't put a lot of pressure onto the backcourt off a made bucket. They just set back in that extended 2-3 zone, which you think the Stars would be good at. They use that themselves. Mestel, open three, top of the key, but it is short. And then the rebound, nobody can grab it. It goes into the Kearney Catholic band. It took a weird, long shot off the rim. And now Studi is going to check in. And Mestel, who quite frankly has had trouble offensively here the last handful of games, is going to check out. Of course, Michaela does get a lot of her points with steals and in transition. And there hasn't been a lot of that here in the last week with Hastings, St. Cecilia, Seward, and tonight a little more with Donovan. 29-27, Pierce, 2:20 to go, third quarter, they've got the ball. Left wing with it is Wiedenfeld. Lobs it down low, what a catch by Tucker. She got crushed, and they call the foul after she hits the ground. I think the up official was surprised that his partner didn't blow the whistle and made the right call. At the line to shoot two will be Rochelle Tucker, her first trip to the line. And Theron Baum called for the foul. That's her fourth. We talked about that early, that foul could be a problem tonight for the Kearney Catholic Post, even though they've got three big ones, so does Pierce. And the free throw is up, and it is in by Tucker. 30-27, Pierce. Kearney Catholic, only 5 points in this quarter, a three-pointer and two free throws by Theron Baum. Been a long time since they've scored a bucket. Second free throw now for Tucker. On the way, and it's too strong. And the rebound comes down to Sokolowski, her team high sixth. To Whitney Colling, Connor Anderson, and Studi also in there. So you got three backups, and Kearney Catholic throws it away. Three kids off the bench, however you want to say that. And Messel's going to check right back in here, and Connor's going to check out. We have a score update for you in Lincoln after three. Lincoln Southeast 43, Kearney High Boys 34. 9-point deficit going into the fourth on ESPN 1460. And FlatRiverPreps.com. Stars have a trap going in the backcourt, but Pierce gets out of it. And here comes Brett Schneider across the timeline around Mestel. Free reign to the hoop. Puts it up no good. And then they call an offensive foul on Pierce. Oh, wait till the fans see this. And they're not going to call it on Brett Schneider, who had the ball. They're going to call an illegal screen. Say that's why she was so open going to the hoop, which I didn't see, but I guess could make some sense there. And Tucker with the foul, just her first. Stars need a bucket again, though. Long droughts. Rosowski swings it over to Studi. Back out to Allen. To Mestel. 1:30 to go here in the third quarter. Sokolowski at the three-point line. One dribble into the left-hand corner to Studi. Lobs it back out to Rosowski all the way at midcourt. So they have not figured out this Pierce defense. And then Mestel is fouled by Solacek all the way 30 feet away from the hoop. She thought she could punch the ball loose and smacked her right on the arm. That'll be the second on Sydney, fourth on the ball club. And checking in, Devin Gannat and Brett Schneider will get a breather with 1:21 to go here in the third quarter. 30-27 Pierce. This game is being played at their pace. They only give up 29 points a game. Stars should get more than that, but they also only average 48 on the offense. Anderson swings it right-hand corner, but dribbling into the trees is Studi. Has to kick it back out. That plays right into Pierce's defense. You dribble in there, but there's just nowhere to go if you're one of the guards. Mestel over to Prasoski, trying to work her way around Tucker. Back out to McKenna with a minute to go here. Swings it right side to Sokolowski. Stars are going to have to move the ball a little bit quicker. Bailey to Studi. Ball fake. It's open from 17 and drains it. Second bucket of the ball game for Morgan Studi. The first two-point bucket of the half here for Kearney Catholic. It took him over 7 minutes to get it. 30-29 Pierce. 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. Rochelle Tucker all the way out to midcourt to Solacek. High post to Stanacek. In the left-hand corner, Wiedenfeld takes the long jumper and answers. Rachel with her first bucket of the second half, and she's got 9 points just like Koepke has to lead the way. At the other end, a forced runner is up and in by Mestel. She got tripped up when she took that first step into the paint and hit the runner. 15 seconds to go. Pierce, one more chance here. Into the front court, can't get the trap. Stanacek back out to Wiedenfeld. 7 seconds, gets it down low, and there's a foul on Megan Anderson that's going to send Rochelle Tucker to the line. I would think. No, they're going to say it's underneath. Third foul on Anderson. And so 5 seconds to go here, and it'll be Pierce ball underneath. To throw it in will be Gannat. Kick it out on the wing. There's Wiedenfeld. Drives in, pushes off Studi, throws it up, no good. Rebound Mestel, and that's the end of the third quarter. So it's as it should be between two of the top teams in C1, a close one going into the fourth quarter. The undefeated visitors, Pierce Lady Blue Jays leading the 15-1 hometown Kearney Catholic Stars 32-31 as we head to the fourth quarter after this on Classic Hits.
Like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodel job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here at Kearney Catholic's Cope Gymnasium. We're ready to head to the fourth quarter, and after outscoring Kearney Catholic 12-9 in the third, Pierce has a 32-31 lead and will get the ball to start the fourth quarter. Christina Koepke and Rachel Wiedenfeld lead the way with 9 points. Pierce has only turned it over 6 times in the game. Kearney Catholic's given it up 10. Darren Baum and Michaela Mestel each have 8. And Pierce works it around the perimeter here against the Kearney Catholic 2-3 zone. Open three on the right wing is off the mark by Selacek. Selacek could not get that one to go. 2 of 10 from Pierce for the outside. Megan Anderson's fourth rebound. Kearney Catholic 3 of 13 from three-point land. Studi starts the fourth. Wraparound pass into the paint to Anderson. Out to Prasoski for the three. Just a tad too strong. The long rebound comes out to Brett Schneider. So each team misses a three to start the fourth quarter of play. Stars put pressure onto the backcourt. Pass across the timeline. Good break in the press. And Slokolowski fouls Stanacek underneath. And Bailey with her second foul. So the post players for Kearney Catholic have 9 fouls. The rest of the team, 1. 4 on Baum, 3 on Anderson, 2 on Slokolowski. And Brannigan Stanacek goes for her first point of the ball game. She only averages 2 a game, and the free throw is no good. Again, remember, if Pierce does get a lead, they don't shoot free throws very well. 58% from the free throw line. But tonight they're 6 of 8 before that miss. Second free throw, no good. And Sokolowski will corral her 7th rebound to Prasoski to Mestel. And across the timeline comes Michaela, met there by Selacek. Down to the baseline to Studi. Back out, skip pass right side, Sokolowski to Prasoski, to Mestel. Open three on the way. It's in and out for Michaela. No good. Rebound brought down by the Lady Jays, Katie Atkins. And here comes Pierce. Dangerous pass down the floor, out of bounds. And it was touched by Mestel, trying to make the steal. 1 minute into the fourth quarter, no scoring. Still 32-31 Pierce. And they'll lob it into the backcourt here to Brett Schneider. Jaycee gets it back over on the wing to Atkins. Up to Brett Schneider, top of the key to Stanacek. Surveys the defense and swings it back to the right side to Atkins. She doesn't want it. Brett Schneider into the paint with the dribble. Back out to Atkins. Drop the ball. Gives it back out to Brett Schneider. 16-footer dancing around. Still on the rim. No good. Offensive rebound. Back up by Koepke. No good. And Anderson goes over the top to grab the rebound. Outlet to Mestel. 3-on-3 to Studi. And as she goes with the ball fake, they blow the whistle for a walk. First turnover of the fourth quarter on either team. And back in Colling with Kearney Catholic. Therenbaum on the bench with those four fouls for Coach Petrie. So you've got Prasoski and Colling at the guards. Mestel, Sokolowski, and Anderson playing the post. And for Pierce, it looks like their original five are in there. Atkins, Stanacic, Brett Schneider, Wiedenfeld, and Kepke. And a travel called on Wiedenfeld as she tried to avoid the Kearney Catholic double team. Just the seventh turnover of the ball game for Pierce. Who takes good care of the basketball, but they do average about 16 turnovers a game, which is not good, if I'm reading that right. Yeah, they forced 21. Prasoski for three, no good. Rebound comes right back her way, but boxing out the shooter is Wiedenfeld, and she'll get her sixth rebound of the basketball game. Pierce across the timeline, a lot of contact at midcourt, finally bumping off. Brett Schneider fires it to the baseline, and then a nice little dump underneath, and missing the wide-open layup is Kepke. Rebound, Mestel. Stars knows what that feels like after last night. Mestel comes into the middle like a bowling ball. The pins go down, and we got a blocking foul on the Jays. Mestel to the line to shoot two. And the foul will be on Wiedenfeld, her second. Nobody with more than two fouls for Pierce here this evening. And Wiedenfeld a little slow to get up. Refs making sure that she's okay. Don't forget at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show. Final stats, coaches' interviews, score updates. First of two for Mestel. It's on the way, and it rolls over the rim and in. Ninth point now for Michaela. And the first point of the fourth quarter by either team comes at the 5:40 mark. We're knotted up at 32. That is the third tie of the ball game. Second free throw as Therenbaum checks back in with those four fouls for the Stars. It's up, and it's good. And we have a timeout on the floor by Kearney Catholic. So with 5:40 to go in the basketball game, it is Kearney Catholic 33, Pierce 32. You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits.
The three L's of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Listening to High School Hoops, a top five girls battle in the C1 here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Gibbon, and Wood River, as well as the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. 5:40 to go in the game. Kearney Catholic 33, Pierce 32. Bringing the ball up the floor, Wiedenfeld. Stars trying to put on a little more man-to-man pressure zone, but they're getting that trap on. High post to Kepke. She swings it into the left-hand corner. 19-footer is on the way. No good by Atkins. Offensive rebound is put back up and in by J.C. Brett Schneider. She's got eight in the ball game, and Pierce regains the lead, 34-33. Mestel gets into the paint to Therenbaum. Back out to Michaela. Ball fake, tries baseline. One-hand runner comes up short. Offensive rebound, Sokolowski goes with a left-hand turnaround jumper up and in. Second bucket of the ball game for Sokolowski. And it's 35-34. Kearney Catholic by one. Five in a game for Sokolowski. Stars extending that zone trap. Who is in shape tonight? It could come down to that. Stars had to play the tough one last night. Kepke at the free throw line. Forces it inside to Tucker. Makes room. And a foul called on Bailey Sokolowski, who was draped over the top of her. And Bailey has three. She blocked the shot, but she may have got her with the body. And at the line will be Rochelle Tucker. One of two at the line. Has 3 points. Those all came last quarter. And the free throw by Tucker is on the way, no good. Even Coach Sindelar is having a word with the official. Must have been about a call at the other end. surely wouldn't complain that his girl's at the line. Tucker now to shoot her second free throw for the tie. It's up and in. And Tucker now has 4 points, and we are tied again at 35. 4:40 to go. Number one in one poll, number three in the other for Kearney Catholic. Number four in both papers, Pierce. Down low, Anderson up top. Open three, missed along the way, but it will not go. Rebound yanked down by the Jays. And that is Wiedenfeld that comes out of there with her seventh board. Kearney Catholic has missed seven straight threes, including four here in the fourth. High post, Kefti. Left wing to get it to Atkins. Back up, Kefti puts the ball on the floor. One dribble, seven-foot leader, no good. Got her own rebound, tie up inside, jump ball. Arrow points the way of Kearney Catholic as the shot was blocked by Megan Anderson on the offensive putback. 4:11 to go. Both teams have four timeouts remaining, so a lot of strategy could be coming down the stretch here. And it will be Kearney Catholic ball. Pierce sets back again in that 2-3 zone. Shayla Connor checks in. And it will be Sokolowski for three. Got it! Right in front of the bench. Coach Rick Petrie even liked that one on the way. And that'll be the first three of the ball game for Sokolowski. She's got eight. The Stars are up three. That equals their largest lead of the game. And then Bailey trying to make a steal at the other end commits the foul. And Kearney Catholic Post have got to be careful here. Four on Sokolowski, four on Baum, three on Anderson. There is nobody off the bench that can match them height-wise, and that would just be a simple dump it in and shoot layups for Pierce. They actually say it's the third foul on Sokolowski, so maybe I put it in the wrong spot earlier. And the free throws, that's already 10. Yeah, I guess it is 10. Free throw on the way by Branschneider, and she hits them both. So JC is 6-for-6 at the line. You want to keep that in mind because this is not a good free throw shooting team, less than 60%, but Branschneider, pretty darn good. She has hit all six of hers in the basketball game. Kearney Catholic in the corner, the jumper no good. Backside rebound brought down by Branschneider. And just taking a look at her free throw percentage, unbelievable. She's 48% coming into tonight. She's 6-for-6. Driving the baseline is Wiedenfeld. Draws the double team. Wrap around to Tucker. She's hammered by Anderson. And Rochelle Tucker will go to the line. There was a no doubt on that foul. And Kearney Catholic, five fouls in the first half, and they have went over the 10-foul mark here. And there is some confusion up on the scoreboard that they had the wrong amount of fouls up there. It should be a 1-1. Instead of a two-shot foul. So a 1-1 coming up here, but this should still be two shots. It was on the shot. Yeah, this will be two. Yeah. The foul on Anderson, which they have not posted yet, I believe is her fourth. And the free throw by Rochelle Tucker on the way and in. And we are tied at 38. Connor out for Soski in. Coach Rick Petrie has more to do than worry about walking over and taking care of the score clock. But they're having problems with it right now. Second free throw now by Tucker on the way. And it's no good, but an offensive rebound. Kefti and an easy putback. A three-point trip for Pierce. They regain the lead 40-38. That's five in a row. And Kefti now with 11 points and nine rebounds. Stars with Sokolowski. Skips it over to Prososki. Out top, Mestel. High post there, and Baum spins and leaves it on the baseline for Anderson. Back out top, Mestel, right back to Baum. Baum working her way in, forces her way off with the right hand, spins with the left hand off the square, and scores. 10 points for Theron Baum. Strong move to tie it at 40 with 3 minutes to go in the ball game. Ahead comes Pierce. Branschneider to his trailer, Kempke. Didn't want it inside. Reverse it out to Atkins. Top of the key to Wiedenfeld. Three-pointer right wing on the way, no good. Branschneider, another offensive rebound for Kefti. Top of the key, Wiedenfeld for three, and she got it. Barely rippled the net. 43-40, a three-point lead by Pierce with 2.5 to go in the game. Trying to show that the power is out in the Northeast. Up top with it is Mestel. Swings it over to Sokolowski, tries the three. In and out, no good. It was all the way around the rebound, brought down by Wiedenfeld. Stars aren't getting any rebounds right now. And Pierce is in a great spot, up three with the ball, 2:10 to go in the game. Playing catch, and the Stars at some point may have to be forced to come out of this zone, and they don't want to, especially with all the foul trouble in the post. 2 minutes to go. Atkins on the left wing. I'm surprised Coach Sindelar doesn't call a timeout to discuss some strategy right here. I think Coach Petrie's trying to tell his girls to come out of that man-to-man. Out top, they get it to Brettschneider. 1:45 to go. Stars are going to have to pick him up here or commit a foul. And 45 seconds chewed up on this possession by Pierce, and now the Stars come out and play man. With it is Wiedenfeld, and a timeout will be called here by Pierce. Their second of the ball game. 1:31 to go in the game. Pierce has the ball and a 43-40 lead over Kearney Catholic. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars pizza available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and here at the concession stand at Kearney Catholic. We'll be right back.
Listen to your mother. Most accidents happen close to home. Whether true or not, if your home is in central Nebraska, Eustis Body Shop can be quick to get you back into business in no time.
I received a quick estimate. They handled the insurance. They lent me a car, and they were done when they said they'd be.
Hello, I'm Doug Keller of Eustis Body Shop. Our experienced people and state-of-the-art equipment are an investment in getting your car back to factory specs faster. Visit us at facebook.com/EustisBodyShop, where we take the dent out of accident.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Pierce timeout. The Jays will get it in against the Kearney Catholic man-to-man. Trying to play keep away. Pierce up three. 43-40. Ball knocked away. Sokolowski. It goes out of bounds, and there's a big collision. Sokolowski and Brettschneider. Brettschneider kind of boxed her out, and they both went to the floor. Trying to avoid letting her get to the ball. 1:22 to go. And now one of the officials has to make a scene and talk to one of the fans over there that didn't like the call. And Kearney Catholic will play defense. One of the fans also make the scene. So, I mean, that's a two-way street. So Pierce to throw it in, into the backcourt here. Colling trying to get the steal for Brettschneider. Brettschneider brings it across the timeline. Nearly carried it. Now picks her dribble up. Throws it over to Wiedenfeld. And there's a foul. And that'll be a 1-1 as they get the ball down low. Good drive by Rachel. And she'll go to the line and shoot the 1-1. She has not been to the line. And for Wiedenfeld on the season, she's a 78% free throw shooter, the best on the team. A 1-1 coming up here as the foul was called on Mestel. And the free throw is up, no good. Rebound into the corner. The only one there is Theron Baum. Kearney Catholic with the ball, 1:10 to go. Lob it down to Colling. To Sokolowski to Mestel. Michaela drives in, draws the contact, and will get two free throws. Shot was nowhere close to going in. And now they're going to say it's no shot. And that'll be the sixth foul on Pierce. And Kearney Catholic will now call timeout. It's going to be a 30-second timeout for Coach Petrie to draw up a play here. 1:03 to go in the game. It is Pierce 43 and Kearney Catholic 40. We'll be right back.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Clearing.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
1:03 to go. It's Pierce 43, Kearney Catholic 40. Kearney Catholic ball underneath their own hoop. Theron Baum to throw it in. And she'll lob it all the way up top to Sokolowski. Right back to Theron. Off the screen. Can't get the three. Drives in. One-hand runner off the window and in. If she had the open three, she would have taken it. Instead, she drives. One-point game. Full court pressure here by the Stars. And bringing it up will be Wiedenfeld. Sokolowski on her. Lobs it into the front court to Brett Schneider. The next foul is two free throws. 42 seconds to go. Kearney Catholic trying to trap. Wiedenfeld dribbling away time. Gives it over to Atkins. They would need to foul. Kearney Catholic doesn't want to foul Wiedenfeld. There they get it up top to Koepke. 28 seconds and Mestel fouls, but they just fouled the best free throw shooter on the team. They had opportunities. Kearney Catholic's trying to play a trapping man, and that's killing them because they keep throwing it to the open player. Third foul on Mestel, and Coach Sindelar says, don't even stand on the line. We're either going to make the free throws or not. Two free throws for Wiedenfeld. Missed her only one earlier in the quarter. It's up. It's in. She's a 78% free throw shooter. She now has 13 points. 44-42 Pierce. 27 seconds left to go. Second free throw by Wiedenfeld is up and combo. 3-point lead. And a timeout will be called here by Pierce. 27 seconds to go. They'll have two timeouts remaining after this. We'll keep it here. It is Kearney Catholic with the ball, trailing 45-42. And again, remember, the Stars have not been in a close game all year long because they got beat by 20 last night, and their biggest or their closest game that they've won is 18. They've never had a game in the fourth quarter, and this has been a game all night long. Pierce got out to a quick lead tonight, 12-2. The Stars caught them and took a 22-20 lead at half, and it's been back and forth with nobody up by more than three the rest of the way. And right now, Pierce does have a 45-42 lead. Kearney Catholic would be in the bonus if Pierce commits a foul. The other way, it's two free throws. Pierce is in the double bonus. Both teams have timeouts remaining. Two for the Jays, three for the Stars. So Kolowski, Mestel, Baum, Anderson, Prasoski, the five starters. They get it into Mestel. Token pressure in the backcourt by Pierce and Brett Schneider. Up the right side, they're trying to get Prasoski free for the three. She's covered into the corner to Baum. They don't need a three. Up to Mestel. Michaela drives, draws the contact. No whistle. The shot's no good. Pierce has the rebound. And they can't get him fouled. 10 seconds, 9 seconds, 8 seconds. And Pierce is going to win the game if they can hit one or two free throws. Because it's Wiedenfeld to go back to the line to shoot two. Eight seconds remain. She's got to miss them both. Or Kearney Catholic's going to need some divine intervention to get to overtime. The first of two free throws now by Wiedenfeld. Up and good. 46-42. Second free throw. On the way, and it is good. Kearney Catholic needs a quick bucket at a timeout. They'll get it into Mestel. Mestel at midcourt. Turns, fires it to Therenbaum. She drops it. Prasoski a long three. It's no good, and the game is over. The Pierce Lady Blue Jays remain undefeated, coming on the road and knocking off Kearney Catholic 47-42. They beat them by 20 last year up in Pierce, and tonight they come on the road, and a Kearney Catholic team that had not been tested really all year long, even though they'd beaten a couple of good teams like St. Cecilia and North Platte St. Pat's, gets two really good teams on their schedule and end up going 0-2 against Seward and Pierce. Coming up, the Misco Sports Postgame Show, final stats, coaches interview, and more. Stay with us on Classic Hits.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors and the folks here at Kearney Catholic for their hospitality. It's time for the MISCO Sports Postgame Show. Get your game on now at MISCO's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. MISCO's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Final score, Pierce 47, Kearney Catholic 42. The Lady Jays now are 14-0, and Kearney Catholic falls to 15-2, and all of a sudden have to have a little doubt about how they played their first 15 games of the year and what they need to do to get back on track, because in another score tonight, Minden 46 and Holdridge 41. So just in the last 10 days, maybe Minden now goes back as to being the favorite in that sub-district. As it looked like a couple of weeks ago, Kearney Catholic was playing as good as you could play, and Minden was struggling, and now Kearney Catholic falls on back-to-back nights to two great teams. But they did not really shoot the ball well either evening. They scored 41 last night and 42 tonight. We'll take a break and look at the final stats in just a moment here on Classic Hits 98.9 and FlatRiverPreps.com.
Mobile Bengal is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bengal from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bengal allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bengal is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank. Five Points Bank.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does it best.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Dudabank with you here on the MISCO Sports Postgame Show. Let's take a look at the final numbers in tonight's game, starting with the Pierce Lady Jays. Katie Atkins had two rebounds. Sydney Solacek had a three-point bucket, her only points of the night. Brannigan Stanacek had one rebound. J.C. Brettschneider, shooting 48% from the free-throw line this season, goes 6 of 6 tonight and finishes with 10 points and 4 rebounds. Devin Gannett, 2 points. Rachel Wiedenfeld, you can kind of tell she was the class out there tonight for Pierce, and she played like it. 16 points, 9 rebounds, and a 1-block shot. Rochelle Tucker, 5 points, 2 rebounds, 2 blocks. She led the team in average scoring coming into the night with 10 points. And Christina Kepke ended up with 11 points and a team-high 10 rebounds. 14 rebounds in each half for Pierce. Free throw shooting for a team that shot 58% on the season. They were a little bit better than that tonight. 3 of 4 in the first half and 11 of 17 in the second half. 3-point shooting on the evening, 1 of 7 in the first half, 2 of 5 in the second half. Turnovers, 5 in the first half. I only had Pierce for 2 turnovers in the second half of play. 20 points at halftime, 27 in the second half, and they're right on their season average. 47 points, 28 rebounds, 14 out of 21 at the free throw line, 3 of 12 from 3-point land, 3 blocks, and 7 turnovers. Let's take a quick look at the numbers here for Kearney Catholic, and then we'll chat with Coach Rick Petrie. Michaela Mestel, 10 points, 5 rebounds, and a block. She was 4-4 at the line. Allie Prasoski hit a 3-point bucket. She had 2 rebounds. Whitney Colling hit a 3-point bucket for her only score of the night. Morgan Studi, 4 points. Theron Baum ends up with 12 points to lead the team, 5 rebounds, 3 blocks. Bailey Sokolowski, 8 points, a team-high 8 rebounds and 3 blocks. And Megan Anderson held the 2 points tonight, 5 rebounds and 2 block shots in the ball game. 13 rebounds in the first half, 12 in the second half of play. Free throw shooting for Kearney Catholic, 4 of 6 in each half. 3-point shooting, 2 of 9 in the first half. And in the second half, they were 2 of 11. Turnovers, 8 in the first half, 3 in the second half for Kearney Catholic, it looks like. So the teams took care of the ball in the second half of play. 22 points at halftime, 20 more in the second. The Stars finished with 42 points, 25 rebounds, 8 out of 12 at the free throw line, 4 of 20 against that zone from 3-point land. They blocked a lot of shots, 9 of them, and 11 turnovers. But again, the ball just didn't go in the hoop as much tonight as they've been used to. And the Stars fall to 15-2 on the season. They will host Gibbon on Tuesday night. Pierce, a 47-42 win. And Pierce will get to go home and host a Battle Creek team that's been struggling tomorrow night. And Coach Rick Petrie joins us here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. And Coach has just, in some ways, had a different feel than last night at Seward. But, again, it kind of comes down to the bottom line, maybe the ball going into the bucket. How is tonight's game different than last night's in your eyes?
Well, it's more a half-court game. You know, they did a good job taking care of the basketball. We didn't force very many turnovers. And, you know, they hit some big shots down the stretch. They were able to get the ball inside. We didn't do a very good job of getting the ball inside, and I think that's a big difference.
Yeah, it seemed like they had an easier time getting some shots in the paint than you guys did. Was there any specific reason for that?
Oh, I just think that their kids worked harder getting open. You know, their focus, you know, is getting the ball inside. We're not afraid to shoot the three, but obviously we didn't shoot it very well tonight.
Well, you knew coming in you were going to play two great basketball teams on back-to-back nights, but now this is going to take the enthusiasm level, I guess, probably down quite a bit after the way you guys had dominated everybody. So where do you go from here? Because you're going to have a lot of winnable games on your schedule between now and sub-districts, and you're still going to want to find a way to get better because it's been proven that you're going to have some competition down the stretch.
Yeah, obviously. You know, we have to be a better basketball team. We have to, you know, I thought that they're, you know, down the stretch, they were a little bit more hungry for rebounds, and I think that was a big key. You know, we don't block out on a free throw, and they get one and get a layup off of it. You know, we have another one backside that Bailey doesn't quite go get. We have an offensive rebound that Megan just doesn't go out and rip. And, you know, you just got to do those things against good teams. You got to do the little things because, in the end, those things make the difference.
Gibbon comes up next week. You got the conference tournament. Well, I guess the focus kind of goes to the boys next week because they're in the middle of playing three rated teams, but you got Gibbon and then the conference tournament where you'll be the top seed. So you've got a lot of practice with one game between now and the first game of the conference tournament.
Yeah, we do. And, you know, we'll come out Monday and, you know, have a good practice and play Tuesday. And we'll probably take 3 days off somewhere in there. We'll probably take next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday off and then get ready for the tournament and the rest of the season. You know, obviously, you know, not winning tonight's game, you know, doesn't put us in a very good position wild card wise. So we're going to have to, you know, focus. It's basically probably going to come down to that sub-district final against Minden and, you know, to go to state. It would be a shame for these kids not to be there, but, you know, that's kind of the way it is. And we have to play better against better teams.
Minden 46, Holdridge 41, final tonight. And I kind of made the comment, I'll be blunt about it, and I'm with them. I think everybody kind of thought that the Lady Stars were way ahead of Minden, and now the last couple of weeks, Minden has played some great basketball, and now everybody seems to think that you guys aren't playing great basketball. What are the good things that you've done the last couple of nights? Because you were there until the final horn tonight.
Well, I like the way we competed. Our kids competed hard. You know, we started out the last two nights not taking care of the basketball in the first quarter, and we put ourselves in a hole. You know, we got down today, first quarter. We did that yesterday. You know, we just have to settle down and be a little bit more patient to start the game. We do like to get out and run. We do like to do those things. But at the same time, we really got to focus on taking care of the basketball. Second half, we did a great job. We just didn't hit enough shots.
And the strange thing is, you're not committing the turnovers in the backcourt against pressure. It's when you get set up in the front court. Four turnovers in the first 3 minutes of the game tonight, as you mentioned.
Yeah, or trying to force it down to somebody who's not open. I mean, those are the little things that you have to, you know, sometimes you have to be a little bit more discreet. You know, you just have a little bit more patient in what you're doing. I mean, it works against teams that aren't quite as good, because they don't react. Against teams that are a little bit longer and are well-coached, you know, it doesn't always work. And so you have to take the time and, you know, be a little bit more patient.
Well, we've taken enough of your time for right now, so we'll let you get back to work and see you next week in the conference tournament and see if the kids can get back into the win column.
All right. Appreciate it, Doug. Thanks
Rick. Rick Petrie, head coach of the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. They come up on the short end tonight, 47-42. We'll wrap it up after this timeout.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Another final score on our sister station, ESPN 1460. Lincoln Southeast completes the sweep of Kearney High. They won the girls' game easily. Huge second half tonight, 81-38. It was 38-19 at the half, and Southeast just opened it up in the second half. In the boys' game, Southeast just gradually pulled away, and they beat Kearney High tonight, 57-48. Kearney High comes home to play Fremont tomorrow night, and we'll have that doubleheader for you around 5:30. On ESPN 1460, 1550 tomorrow. On Classic Hits tomorrow, we've got the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Finals from Gibbon starting at approximately 2 o'clock. All the action, as that should be some great wrestling. Kearney Catholic, Ord, Wood River, Gibbon are ranked, depending on which ones you look at, plus Class B, Adams Central, all in the mix, and always some great individual matchup as well. Again, just one game here tonight on Classic Hits. It was a top five girls matchup, and Kearney Catholic drops a rare, very rare home game here tonight. You've been listening to the MISCO Sports Postgame Show. Get your game on at MISCO's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. MISCO's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. We'll see you from wrestling tomorrow. Again, the final score, Pierce, after the game was tied at 40, wins it 47-42. Good night, everyone.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.